So our story this morning is called The Secret Baby. There was a basket in the water. There was a baby in the basket. The baby's big sister was watching from the riverbank. And God was watching too. Why was the basket in the water? Why was the baby in the basket? Because the baby was a Hebrew, a great-great-great-grandson of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There are too many Israelites in Egypt, the king said to his soldiers. If we're not careful, there will soon be more of them than of us. So I want you to kill every baby Hebrew boy. Some Hebrew mothers cried. Some Hebrew mothers ran. But this baby's mother was clever. She covered a basket with tar so that it wouldn't sink. She laid her baby in the basket and prayed that he'd keep quiet. She hid the basket in the reeds near the riverbank and hoped no one would notice. But someone did. And not just any someone. The daughter of the king himself. She went to the river to bathe. She spotted the basket boat. She sent her servant to fetch it out. And when she looked into it, what a surprise! The baby's big sister hid her eyes. She couldn't bear to watch. But God kept watching. He had special plans for this baby. I don't care if this baby is a Hebrew, the king's daughter announced. I want to keep him. Coochie-coochie-coo. I shall call him Moses. But I'll need a serving woman to feed him and look after him. And that's when God nudged the baby's big sister. Just enough so she'd jump up from where she'd been hiding. A serving woman, she shouted, almost before she thought. I know a serving woman who can help you. Well, then fetch her, girl, commanded the princess. And God just smiled. For now, little Moses would be raised by his own mother, taught the Hebrew ways, and be ready for that day when God would use him to set his people free. A secret baby hidden in a basket. Well, this morning, I want us to imagine that we are that big sister. Okay. Don't worry about noises from the back. That just proves to us how difficult it is to keep a baby quiet. And how difficult it must have been for Moses' mother to keep him hidden. So, we're going to be that big sister. And I want you to join in with some actions. So, can we have the actions? Okay. So, when I say it was wet, then I need you to shake the waters from your hands. Yep. When it was boring, yep. It was looking bad. Uh-oh. Now, we need to distinguish between an uh-oh and a uh-oh. Yeah, so don't make the first one too loud. Okay? It was looking better. Phew. Yep. It was time to do something. So you look at your watch and tap it. And it was time to wonder. Wow. Okay, so we've all practiced. Are we ready? What was it like at the edge of the river? It was wet. Squishy toe wet. Soggy bottom wet. Hot and muggy, sweaty wet. The girl peered through the reeds. They sprouted thick and tall from the riverbank mud. The girl peered out into the river at a bobbing bulrush boat. She hoped that her baby brother was at least dry. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was wet. Okay. What was it like at the edge of the river? Boring. She was supposed to watch her brother. That's what she was supposed to do. That's what her mother had said. She was supposed to make sure that nothing happened to him. She was supposed to just sit there and wait. But for how long? Till Pharaoh, king of Egypt, decided to stop killing all the baby Hebrew boys? Till her little brother started to outgrow his little boat? Till his arms poked out through the sides and his legs poked through the end and his head popped out of the top? The girl laughed when she thought of that. It was nice to laugh for a change. Better than being bored. Better than sitting leg stiff still. And better than staring, eyes tired and sore. Better than nodding off, eyelid drooping and chin dropping into her chest. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was boring. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was bad. Uh-oh. The girl's long wait was broken by the sound of voices. The riverbank reeds were broken by tramping feet. And the hot sweat of boredom broke into a cold, sweaty fear. The girl crouched down as low as she could so she could see without being seen. And what she saw were women. Egyptian women. Egyptian women walking alongside the river right towards her baby brother in his little boat. If they find him, she thought, they'll kill him. But what could she do? She was too small to fight them. She was too slow to reach him and pull him back to shore. And there was no time to run for help. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was bad. Uh-oh. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was looking even worse. Uh-oh. The baby started to cry. The woman started to point. And then one of them waded out into the river, pulled the bulrush boat out of the water and carried it back to shore. The other women gathered around and blocked the girl's view. Now she was more helpless than ever. And then the girl remembered. She remembered the stories her mother had told her about God. God who'd led Abraham to a special land. God who'd protected Jacob from the anger of his brothers. God who'd saved Joseph from another Pharaoh's prison. Maybe Just maybe, she thought, God could save her baby brother too. Please, God, she prayed, don't let them hurt him. At last, the women moved away and the girl could see her little brother again. He wasn't dead. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't even crying. In fact, one of the women was holding him and hugging him and stroking his hair. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was looking better. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was time to do something. If those Egyptian women were not going to hurt her brother, then the girl wanted to know what they intended to do with him. So she crept towards them, her head kept down below the reeds and her ears wide open. "I am Pharaoh's daughter," she heard one of the women say. "I can do what I please. And what pleases me is to adopt this Hebrew child as my own. What I need is some woman to feed him and care for him until he's old enough to come and live with me. Like a pheasant spooked by a dog, like a puppet on a stage, like a jack-in-a-box, or better still, a jill-in-a-box, the girl popped up out of the reeds. I know a woman, she said, who would be just perfect for that job. She doesn't live far from here, and I'm sure that she'd love and care for your baby as if he were her very own." What was it like at the edge of the river? It was time to do something. What was it like at the edge of the river? It was time to wonder. Wow. "All right," said the Egyptian to the girl. "Go and fetch this woman. Say that Pharaoh's daughter commands her to care for..." And here she paused. "For little pulled out. For I pulled him out of the water." The girl nodded, then turned and ran quickly home. How wonderful. Her baby was safe. More wonderful still, his own mother would be able to care for him. But what a silly name, pulled out. What was the Egyptian word for that? Moses. And then the girl thought, maybe it wasn't so silly. Maybe her brother's new name was a wonder too. For hadn't she prayed, and hadn't the God of her fathers heard her prayer and pulled little Moses out of trouble, like he'd pulled Abraham and Jacob and Joseph out of trouble all those years ago? God had pulled them out to do something special with them. And so the girl wondered, had God pulled out Moses to do something special with him as well? What was it like at the edge of the river? It was time to wonder. Wow. Right. For a prize. Not the whole box, Josh. What country did this story take place in? Arthur. Egypt. Well done. Okay. What famous landmark is there in this country? Tierney. The pyramids. Okay. Can we have a picture up, please, Mike? Has anyone been to the pyramids? Yeah. They're big, aren't they? I got my old photograph album out yesterday because I was going to put one of my photos up there. But if you can imagine, it was taken in 1974, the photo that I'd taken, on a not very good camera, and they weren't worth scanning and putting up. But I've got a photograph of somebody climbing the pyramid. And you can just about make out that it's not smooth. And the height of the bricks, so to speak, is the height of a person. They are huge. Okay, what's the river that goes past these? Oh. Go on then. The River Nile. No, just one. Right. So, it's not a small river, is it? It's not like the Crouch. You can see there's a chap in a boat. So even the overgrowth at the edge of the water is big. Yeah? And little baby Moses was put in that river. I'm guessing that Miriam, Moses' big sister, was very frightened. Yeah? She was frightened because the king wanted to kill her baby brother. And I guess she was also frightened because her mom had done something wrong, hadn't she? She'd hidden the baby. So if the king found out, then her mom would have been in trouble as well. Sometimes things happen to us that are out of our control and we get frightened. Yeah? Last week, five of my work colleagues were told that they no longer have a job. Over the next 2 weeks, over 100 of our team will be interviewed, and many of them will be told they no longer have a job. I'm imagining that as well as being angry, that they will be very frightened of what is going to happen. Last week, one of our mums had brain surgery. I imagine that she and her family were very frightened. So what can we learn from Miriam about what we can do when we're frightened? Miriam was observant. Yes, she found somewhere where she could watch what was going on. Last year, I did a training course on personal safety with the Susie Lamplugh Trust. And one of the things they said to do, if you found yourself in a situation where you were frightened because somebody was in your face, was to take a step back. Yeah? And sometimes when we're frightened, we need to do that. We may not be able to physically take a step back, but we need to just, yeah, pause and think. And sometimes when we do that, we can see what we wouldn't expect to see. We may be surprised. Who would have thought that the princess would be the one to come and find the baby? As well as being observant, Miriam was creative and resourceful. Yeah? What did she do? The princess had found her brother. Would he be killed? She had to think fast. She realized that the princess needed somebody to feed the baby. Now, they didn't have formula milk then, so it would have to be a lady who'd had a baby recently. And Miriam knew just the person. So she thought that, you know, she would tell the princess this. She was creative. And sometimes we have to be creative too. When Peter went up to Durham, you know, he was going to be living with people he didn't know. Bit scary. What could he do to make friends quickly? Yeah? He took a big box of flapjack and Mars bar cake. Yeah? Creative and resourceful. And finally, Miriam was bold. It's all very well having the idea, but she had to actually go and tell the princess. Now, can you imagine walking up to William and Kate and telling them you've had a brilliant idea? Not really. It's not the done thing, is it? Yeah? It takes courage or boldness to step forward when we're not sure how our ideas will be received. Or maybe not our ideas, but God's plans. But just as God pulled Moses out of that situation, and he had got plans for something big, and we're going to be learning about those over the next few weeks. Yeah? God has got plans for us. And we need to be bold. So when we're frightened, we need to observe what is actually happening. To be creative and to be bold.